The Bent Arrow Traditional Healing Society is hosting a two-day virtual summit led by elders and residential school survivors, healing the past through ceremony. The first day was yesterday, August 5th, and continues today, August 6th, in Edmonton. It will broadcast live on the Bent Arrow Facebook channel at facebook.com/BentArrowYEG and will have videos on their website after the event. Elder Tom Snow is one of the elders at the Bent Arrow Traditional Society. He is one of the four speakers for the event and says this is the perfect time to have this event because of the recent location of unmarked graves at the sites of former Indian residential schools across the country.
It is good timing at this time because of the graves have dug up and all of this, like what's going on in the world. This is a good time to have this.
Lloyd Yellowbird is the senior manager for the Bent Arrow Traditional Healing Society. He is organizing the event and taking care of the elders and residential school survivors. Yellowbird says they will be having an Indigenous ceremony, including smudge, prayer, and honor songs for the residential school survivors and those affected by the residential school system. The four survivors that will be speaking will be honored with a blanket ceremony. Yellowbird hopes this event will educate people about residential schools and healing begins with oneself.
You know, healing the past through ceremony, healing ourselves, so that way we don't carry that on to our next generation, so then they carry it on to their next generation. We want to end it, so that way our people can heal from this and really be a big part of society, be self-governed. You know, it's going to have a big effect in our communities in more ways than one.
Elder Snow is from the Stoney Nakoda First Nation in Morley, Alberta. He went to residential school for a year before his father pulled him out. Snow recalls the abuse he faced when he attended during that year. Snow recounted his painful memories of his time in residential school to Windspeaker Radio.
Another thing I remember is it cut my hair, and I was thinking, hey, they didn't ask. They just cut my hair. And my hair fell to the ground. Another thing is that another thought that came to me was, what am I going to tell my father? Now it's like those are the thoughts I remember, like when that happened. Some of the teachers were just, I think they had problems. Like one of them, like she would throw stuff at us, and I got hit a couple of times with those chalkboard erasers. Once on the ear, and that ear, my ear is still not good from that. I had a ear test done on one side, there was something wrong with it. And that was the side I got hit. I also got slapped with a yardstick. My head twisted around, like, all these things just cruel. There used to be, I was sent to the principal's office once, and what he had was this, kind of about 2 feet long, about 4 inches across board, about, let's say, quarter of an inch thick. And it looked like a handle, like it had a handle on it. And across the front, like on the face of it, it said Board of Education. And they used that once to wrap me on the knuckles. It wasn't just to slap my hands, it was they wrapped me on my knuckles. So it's not just the schooling that was like, we had lunch in our school, we had lunch times, and some of the food was really like, it would make me sick. Sometimes, because food made me sick, like I would vomit. They got mad at me for vomiting and sent me to wash dishes where it was really, really hot. And they accidentally passed the sort of the faucet, the swinging faucet of new water over my hand, it scalded me. But they didn't think nothing of it. Turns out I was lactose intolerant and gluten intolerant as well. And I just severely lost weight during my time there. And that's not talking about the molestations.
After he dropped out of high school, Elder Snow began drinking heavily and became addicted. He lived with high anxiety for 20 years. He would have recurring nightmares of his time at the residential school. He finally began his healing journey by going to treatment, attending AA meetings, and taking part in ceremonies. Elder Snow says that healing happens when you talk about it.
It's always very good to hear other people's stories because that's part of the healing. The more you speak about it, the more you talk about it, you heal more. I mean, you're on your way to more balance.
Elder Snow and Yellowbird are excited and looking forward to meeting the participants at the event and hopes the summit will provide healing for those that participate. Yellowbird says it's been 2 years since the organization had an event due to the COVID-19 pandemic. He is looking forward to meeting people, listening to their stories, and sharing a meal with each other. More than 6,000 people have registered for the virtual summit online through the Facebook page. There are 100 people being limited for the in-person event. All spots are filled and registration is free. For the complete agenda, check out their website and Facebook page where the event will be broadcast live. Reading articles about residential schools may trigger strong emotions. If you are having difficulties in dealing with these thoughts and feelings and are in need of support, call the Indian Residential School Survivors Society Emergency Crisis Line at 1-866-925-4419. Help is available 24/7. For Windspeaker Radio, I'm Balika Kamikateo.